So look here on page 34, this discussion of Shutvin. So I want to briefly discuss two more exceptions of this chuspa lachzor, and then next week we'll get deep into Devar Avod. So look here in the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Ayin Vav Sif Tes Vav. To volunteer to read the Shulchan Aruch, Adam, you want to read? Oh, Noah. We're on page 34. Siman Kuf Ayin Vav Sif Tes Vav. Top of 34. So the Chav Ches, I think, is a Shach citation. So a Shutvin.
Is this on page
34 where it says Shutvin?
That makes more sense.
I don't have a Shutvin.
And 34?
Yeah.
I see you on the Google Doc, so I know you're there.
You're on the right page?
Yeah.
You're on 35. That's 34.
This is 34?
Yeah. Look up another page.
Okay. 33.
Is it 33?
No, it's 34.
The numbers are on the bottom of the page, not.
Yeah.
No. He's right. For him, it's page 33.
That's really weird.
Really? That is weird.
Are you on the? Did you copy it?
What? No, the doc updated itself.
Wow.
Wow.
You have to call Google.
You're formatting. I don't know. How big are your margins?
I guess go for it. How should we chase them in AM?
So
no, kolach and makav achaver. I mean, each one can insist that the other one not withdraw. So if Adam and I are shutfin, neither shutav has a right to withdraw without the consent of the other shutav, right? So basically, there's no right to renege, no right to withdraw when it comes to shutfin. Yes, each one can prevent the other one from backing out. Okay? And no one could force the shutvis to end. If they agreed initially that there's going to be a certain time through which the shutvis will stand. Okay? Cold, Ben?
Cold.
Okay. Is the window open or not even? All right. Now, compare that with that's Kuf Ayin Vav Tes Vav. Now let's look at Kuf Ayin Vav Chav Gimel. Hamikabel Isek Mechavero. Yair, you want to do the honors for us?
Sure. Hamikabel Isek Mechavero is my katsuv. Hamikabel Yachor also the name Polish Shachoser Bo Fuel Bechatsi
Ayo. Yeah.
Okay,
so the Shulchan Aruch says, look, if I am given a job by Ben, so Ben says, you know, here, invest this money or whatever, do this job for me, I'm allowed to withdraw whenever I want because I'm a poel, right? Now here, I'm not interested in is he a poel, is he a kabbalah? Let's just take the Shulchan Aruch's word that you're a poel, and because you're a poel, you have a zchus lachzor, correct? Okay. Ma she'ein kein b'shutvin she'kavuzman. Which would not be true for Shutvin. So what does that mean? What's the Shulchan Aruch getting at through adding that last clause, Masha Inkin B'Shutvin Shekavu Zman?
I'm just appealing to the previous
Set. So one way to read it is to say, oh, he's referring to like, oh, a Poel has a right to withdraw, a Shutvin doesn't.
Yeah, Ruch Moshin is Bar Leil.
Okay.
But this is the idea of Kavu Zman.
That's true in the Shutvin case, right? The one that you read in Kufayim vav tesov, the shutvin shehisnu b'neim sheyandu b'shutvin z'man katzov, kol achav me'akev al chaveiro. V'eni yochel lach lukad sheyegiya z'man.
But if you, meaning, it seems to say that if you hire someone to do a job, and it's z'man katzov, then you assume that they're able to travel.
Yeah, they have a right to be chozer.
It's the flip by shutvin, where if they were z'man katzov, then they wouldn't be able to travel. But if they were not z'man katzov, then they would be able to travel.
Well, there's, because if there's no fixed amount of time, then I guess there's always a right to dissolve, whatever.
Right, so that relationship is like,
but here we have two cases, a case of a shutif and a case of a poel. Both are zman katzav. Only the poel has the right to be chozer.
Right.
So what's the Shulchan Aruch adding in this last phrase? So Yair is saying, oh, he's just punting us back to the earlier simon, contrasting a poel with a shutif.
Yeah, which he says he's doing.
What?
Which he says he's doing.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
But the Achronim don't think he's doing that.
Well, it's not clear if the Achronim are just extending or they're reading this into the Shulchan Aruch. So Yeah, yeah. Read us the Sma and Kufayin Vav Sekatan and Ches. Which we know from our sugya, right? What triggers this chus chazar is the fact you're like an eved. Yeah.
The who had din bishnayim shekibu iska meyashlishi lasos bo.
This is really interesting. Yeah. So suppose instead of Noah asking me to invest his money for him as a poel, he asks Yair and me to do it jointly. Okay. So he hires us as shutzfin to jointly work for him. So what's going to happen then? So shnayim shekiblu iska me'ashlishi lasak bo. So neither I nor Yair are allowed to withdraw. Why? Yeah, because relative to each other, we're not avadim. And I'm not working for Yair, and Yair's not working for me. So we now owe each other a duty as shutzfin to not withdraw. Right? Even though the two of us together are considered avadim vis-a-vis the employer, vis-a-vis Noah in this case. Right? So therefore, aval.
That's crazy.
Im shneim rotim lachzor, chozrim.
I love it. Avim shneim rotim lachzor, chozrim, af she'en hanotim yitzalazah. So shneim nekraim avadim legabe
hanotim. Wow.
That's interesting, right? So the two of us together jointly decide to withdraw. We could withdraw because as shutfin, we're the two of us together are poalim to, with respect to Noah, we're both poalim. With respect to each other, we're both shutfin. So you have two contrasting halachos, right? You have one halacha that says that a poal is yachal achzor. You have another halacha that says a shutef's not allowed to be chozer. It seems to me like it's a bit of an open question which one should be controlling, right? The Sma's view is that there's nothing about my being an Eved to Noah that would justify my breaching my non-Eved contract with Yair. It's pretty interesting, right? I might have thought that, like, oh, if the halacha is so interested in extricating me from these kinds of relationships, then I should be able to be chozer just in virtue of the fact that I'm like an Eved to Noah. I guess the answer to that question is, hey, you always have the right to exit so long as you can get your shutef on board to exit with you. Maybe that's one of the mitigating considerations. Right? It's not like you don't have a zechus lachzor. You have a zechus lachzor. You just have to get your shutif to sign on for it. Yeah, you have thoughts on this? Or?
Yeah, I think I agree with you that it is an open question. Right? My intuition when I saw that was to say, no, what do you mean? The goal is that
extricate
and the relationships don't exist. Yeah. We can't have that relationship.
Yeah.
So, you know, sorry, like you got sucked, but it's not clear to me.
Yes, right. I mean, you buy my argument that...
I do. I don't buy your argument that's what the line in the Shulchan Aruch means.
Right. I don't even know that the...
I mean, you're offering an extension as opposed to...
That's right. Yes, I think that's right. I think... Yes. You see, the Sma just says, Behu Adin.
Right.
That's an extension. Yeah, it's an extension. It's not... I think you're right about that.
What if you... Maybe it would be like, one of the shoots says, no, I don't want to work for this guy anymore. But I found a new guy who's going to do the exact same job for the same thing. So, I mean, you're not...
Would they jointly be allowed to... Would they jointly be allowed to back out?
Well, they don't need that choice.
The other guy doesn't really want to. I don't think this makes sense.
Well, he could. The partner could always prevent you from withdrawing, right?
Right.
Because that's the din of shutfin. So if he says I don't want to withdraw, then you're stuck. Now you might say that infringes on your. Because you're subject to somebody else's authority.
What can the shutta, the one shutta, can't...
That's a shayla about shutta in general, is that?
What?
That's a shayla about shutta in general.
No, because his refusal to allow you to go is keeping you an eved to Noah, the employer.
Right.
So in shutta in general, there's no master-servant relationship.
Right?
The question is, when you have a shutef who could be ma'akev on your leaving a master-servant relationship, is that going to be problematic, right? That I could see going both ways, right?
Right.
So Ben, you wanted to... I think the Shutfin together would not have a right to jointly withdraw to work for somebody else. Because we saw earlier that just like a Poel on his own can't withdraw to work for somebody else, at least according to a lot of views, then the Shutfin together wouldn't be allowed to do that.
Right, that'd be the same...
Right, it would be the same. Right, it would be the same restriction. Yeah, I think it's a really interesting point. The Shaar Mishpat also has this idea following the Sma. Let's read that the line of Imkain, the Shaar Mishpat and Shinlam Gimel. Yeah, you're of Imkain, who had in. Yeah, same idea. And the Smag has this in Ase Pei Beis, which the Shaar Mishpat quotes. Just read that last line in the Shaar Mishpat, the Talmud Davar, that really comes to the Smag. Yeah, which I think makes a lot of sense. Right? Now, there is an interesting question here. How exactly, what makes them shutfin relative to each other? And I think the Pesach Choshen here is right to point out, look here in the last underline of the Pesach Choshen in the section, Upashut. Yeah, you're wanting to take that out. Upashut Dairi?
Sorry.
No problem.
Upashut Dairi Shapolim Kibul Yachad Aval Kishe Kibul Balabai Shnei Polim Aval Kishe Kibulim Bimikra Yachad.
Right, so the mere fact that you were hired along with somebody else doesn't make you a shutif with that other guy. So like if you and another associate were hired by a firm at the same time, doesn't mean that you're a partner with your co-associates, which blocks you from withdrawing. It's got to be that you were like a bona fide partner with somebody who were jointly hired by your employer. I think that's intuitive, right?
Yeah,
it's not just the mere fact that you're working with other people and you can't mess them over. It's this formal point that when you're a shutif, you have no right to withdraw relative to your shutif, and that's what locks you guys. That's what locks you in relative to your shutif. Okay, one last ha'ara here, and then we'll close for the day. The Shulchan Aruch and Simon Reish Zayin Siftes Vav. This is Hukos Asmachta. So you know the Shulchan Aruch talks about how Asmachta Lokanya. We don't really have to get into this sugya. Asmachta lokanya means that generally if you just make an agreement that's contingent on something else, it's not going to be halachically binding. Very difficult sugya we don't have to get into now. But there's an exception. If you accept a penalty that's like appropriate, then it's not an asmachta. Okay, so you know people talk about this sometimes with the prenup or something. It's like maybe you can't say that if I don't give a get, then I'm chayiv to pay a penalty for a certain amount of money. Because asmachta lokanya. You never really had dast or commit to that, whatever. But one of the exceptions to asmachta is if you agree to pay a penalty that's roy, like it's appropriate for you to be penalized in that kind of situation, then there's no issue of an asmachta. So some people think, oh, maybe in the prenup it's like roy to have this kind of penalty, and so there's no issue of an asmachta. The classic case is brought down here in the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Zayin. V'yesh Omrim here. I'll just isolate it, and then Yair, you want to read it for us? V'yesh Omrim, you see where my cursor is? V'yesh Omrim sheknas she'osim b'shiduchim liknas achozer bo?
Yeah.
So just read that for us. Yeah. So like sometimes if it's like appropriate for there to be a knas, like in an engagement, if you say, oh, if I back out of the engagement, I'm obligated to pay you $1,000, so that's not an asmachta since there's no exaggeration. There is gemiras das because it's an appropriate remedy, right, for the embarrassment. And you need a kinyan. But there's no issue of asmachta. And then the last line, the Rama says, v'chenim hamalamed. Yeah. So if I say, if I back out, I'll be liable for a certain penalty, that there's no issue of asmachta there. Because it's right for you to be penalized for backing out. Very interesting observation, right? So we're saying that it's right to penalize a milamid for breaching. Right? And therefore, it's valid. It's not an issue of asmachta. I just wanted to point out, you might have thought that given the halacha's interest in lowering exit costs for a poel and making him not like an eved, you might have thought that it's not right for him to take on such a knas, and halacha wouldn't recognize it. Right? It's kalibin yisrael avadim. You have a zechus chazara. You could always back out without penalty. Well, so this is assuming it's not a davar. You'll see why. You think it's only if there's no davar avod?
No.
Or you think it's only if there's a davar avod?
If there was a malamin acham mezuma, I don't think.
It's interesting.
I think we'd call it an
aslam. Ah.
What? Yeah, I think the assumption is if I'm a malamed and I, you know, I stop teaching you, your brain goes all soft and mushy, and you forget Torah, and that's a bad thing.
So if this is just davar avod, then you're right. If this is just a case of davar avod, then you're right. Although I think in a davar avod, you'd be chayev to cover the costs anyway, as we'll see. So it might be a little gratuitous.
That's why I'm not sure what's going on here. Where he says, "Why is it kedai?" It's not kedai like morally, like you're a bad guy. I think it's kedai because you would already have some kind of liability. And what we're doing is we're sort of formalizing it as opposed to requiring that you get some sort of shuma.
It's interesting. I mean, if you look here in the Pesach Choshen, if you take a closer look at it next time, he says, "Umashma b'shulchan aruch," in the second line. So we have to see what the din is in the davar avod she'eino shel mamon. Right? It's not that the guy is suffering a financial loss. That'll bear, I guess, on this question. Because if it's davar avod, then he has no zechus chazar anyway.
Right.
That would mitigate.
I think Gush also, right? We assume, don't we treat Gush like a kanas lamaisa, right?
It'll be just like a kanas, not a davar avod.
Right, meaning a business mamaisa might not impose any boshes.
Right.
But it's still a nezek for which...
Yes, you could impose a penalty.
For which you'd be liable in some way.
So I just want to point out that earlier in the year we saw this Chassam Sofer in Chelek Hay, Simon Kufayin Beis, where there we spoke about how a poel is not allowed to hire himself out for more than 3 years. Because remember, if it's more than 3 years, then what?
He's like an Eved.
That was the Ramah, based off of Mordechai, etc., etc. So the Chassam Sofer says, even though not all Rishonim agree to that idea, if you hire yourself out for more than 3 years and you accept a penalty for backing out, everybody would agree it's usher, because then you're really like an Eved. Right? Not only is your time frame long, it's also very difficult for you to be chozer because you accepted this knas. He said, "Ulechadesh yatzatzi lefizeh, usher lahasnos betchilash im yachzor yitzdarech l'shalim kach v'kach, de'im kein su like a hefresh bein olivein Eved." That was the Chassam Sofer with respect to hiring yourself out for more than 3 years. Okay? Now, I just thought, like, you might think that this psak of the Ramah is in tension with that Chassam Sofer. Right? You might think that because there's Keli B'nei Yisrael Avadim, you wouldn't be allowed to impose a knas on yourself for breaching. Because the whole point of the Torah is that there is minimal exit costs, and it's not right for you to be penalized in that way. In the spirit of the Chassam Sofer, if Yair is right that this is just a case of davar avod, then of course you could just, then that would undermine my question, right, Yair? Because if it's a davar avod, then there's a basis, right, to penalize you.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Right, that's what you think the answer is. Yeah, if it's not a davar avod, then it might be. Then we have to think more about this psak of the Shulchan Aruch and why there would be a basis for knas, morally speaking. Fine. So I'll look around here to see if anybody interprets this explicitly as a davar avod. Yeah, but davar avod she'eino shel mamon.
Anyone who is more than this.
Yes. Yeah, Noah.
Yeah, you just explain how the Chassam Sofer how this is relevant to the Shulchan Aruch.
Because the Chassam Sofer says that one of the things that makes you more like an eved is the self-imposed knas. So you're not allowed to hire yourself out for more than 3 years. With a self-imposed knas that if you back out, you'll pay a penalty. Because then you're really an Eved, and you can't back out. Right? It's financially difficult for you to back out. And I would have thought analogously, the Shulchan Aruch should say, it's the Shulchan Aruch here paskins. What? For who's a poel,
right?
That he, if he accepts a knas, that's not an asmachta, because it's roi for him to accept a knas. Right? I would have thought the opposite. I would have thought it's not right for him to accept a knas because Keli B'nei Yisrael Avadim, the exit costs are supposed to be very low. So I think that Ramah is in tension with the Chassam Sofer.
Can you just say that that the Ramah correctly believes that it's Asr, but there are extenuating circumstances, which is the Lo Nimtza Malamed
Asr. Yeah, that's a year's point. Yes. The Lo Nimtza Malamed is what makes it a Davar Avod, and then there's no Schus Chazar at all in that context. Yes, that's exactly Yair's point, 100%. My reading, I guess, would only be, I guess, Im Lo Gimtza Achirim, and it's not a Davar Avod.
You don't have to say it's a Devar Avod. You can just say, like, it's terrible that
in that situation, yeah.
Torah, so that overrides this consideration.
You mean it morally, you mean it financially.
Right.
Yes, but the question is, would that moral consideration mitigate the general moral consideration that a poel should always have a right to withdraw?
Right.
You could also say, like, well, no, it's also a moral consideration to not leave a guy high and dry. Right?
Yes. So I want to look more on Simea, if the other notes that Caitlin will weigh in on this point. Adam, did you have a comment, or you were good? Good, let's stop here. Mostly that's what I wanted to cover for all these exceptions to Schus Po Lachzor, except for the big one of Davar Aved, which we'll take, I think we'll try to do all of it next week. And then after that, we'll move into Ones questions.
Awesome.
All right. Shkayach, everybody. Very good. Great.